朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
征服约旦河，跨越约旦河。
Conquering the Jordan River, going over the Jordan River.
对我们来说，确实是进入新生命的一个境界。
It is a barrier to entering into new life.
所以我们已经讲到啊，主耶稣也是在约旦河当中受洗，施洗约翰也在约旦河当中来施这个悔改的洗礼。
So we've already mentioned that the Lord Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, and that John the Baptist baptized others within the Jordan River.
好了，我们要来看一看过约旦河。
So let's look at what was involved in crossing the Jordan River.
刚才我们已经讲到。
So we've already mentioned.
在那个时候，这条河是更宽、更深、更快，还更浑。
So at that time, we see that the Jordan River was wider and deeper and faster and dirtier than normal.
这是一年当中最不应该过河的时候。
This was the worst time of the entire year to cross the river.
困难挑战最大的时候。
It was the hardest and had the greatest challenges.
千万不要忘记这些以色列人他们是一个什么样的状态。
Let's not forget what kind of condition the Israelites were in.
当然了，更多是他们的上一代。
Now, obviously, the generation before them, this was even more noticeable.
遇到一点难处就要打走回头路。
As soon as they ran into a little bit of trouble, they just wanted to go back to Egypt.
总是说，哎呀，埃及有韭菜啊，埃及有大蒜啊，埃及有这个好吃的，那好吃的东西啊。
They would always say, "Oh, the leeks and the garlic of Egypt, they were so delicious."
然后呢，就像这个摩西发怨言，我们要回埃及去。
And then they would complain to Moses and say, "We want to go back to Egypt."
现在新的一代起来了。
And now you have a new generation.
摩西已经回到主那里去了。
And Moses has already returned to the Lord.
兴起一个新一代的领袖约书亚。
And he's raised up a new leader for this generation, Joshua.
神好像给以色列人，给这支的耶和华的军队一个很大的挑战。
And it appears that God has given a really significant challenge to this army of the Lord.
但是另一方面。
But in another way,
在这一段的经文当中，第三章里面，
in this passage in chapter 3,
我们也看到神要通过这件事情，
we see what God wants to do through this event,
来向以色列人证明，
He wants to prove to the Israelites,
当年他的祝福，他的同在怎样来引导摩西，
just as the Lord's blessing and presence was leading Moses,
在这个时候也要这样的来带领约书亚，
in the same way it would lead,
在他们进去攻城夺地。
And it would lead them into Canaan.
在神眼中，不管是更深、更宽、更快、更浑，都不在话下。
So in God's eyes, even if the Jordan River was wider and deeper and faster and dirtier, it really didn't matter.
甚至还有一件更奇妙的事情。
In fact, there was another even more amazing aspect.
这里有一个细节。
There's a little detail here.
就是圣经这个第三章记载，当以色列的这个抬扛约柜的祭司脚进入约旦河的时候。
Here in Joshua chapter 3, it records that when the feet of the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant touched the Jordan River,
一个神迹立刻就发生了。
A miracle immediately occurred.
但是这个神迹所发生的地方却很特别。
But the place at which it occurred was actually very specific.
原来这个地方呢，这个地图只有中文，但是我们只要看两个地点就好了。
So here, this map is in Chinese, but we really just need to look at two locations.
我要怎么去指啊？这样指，我们能看到鼠标吗？可以看到鼠标。好啊，我同时还要这样指，这我都这个没有啊，没关系。我们这里可能大家都能够看到啊，一个是耶利哥平原左边，这里有耶利哥，大家能看得到吗？
So if you see here, you have Jericho and the plains of Jericho that Jericho is built next to.
在河东呢，就是这个石亭。
And so then on the east side, you see,
没关系啊。
Yeah.
那么他们来到这个约旦河边上，等三天就过河往西去，就是耶利哥。
So you see here where they came to wait beside the Jordan River, and directly to the west of them is Jericho.
所以在耶利哥这个地方过河。
So they crossed over the river at Jericho.
抬着约柜的这个祭司往前走。
So the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant were crossing.
其他所有的以色列人在后面两千肘。
So all of the Israelites were then behind the priests.
两千肘有多远呢？大约一公里，九百米。
So it was just shy of a kilometer, about 900 yards behind.
啊，稍微有点起伏都看不见人了。
So it was a little bit further, and you wouldn't even be able to see them.
祭司就抬着个约柜就往前走，然后当时这个水流又急，河又宽又浑，你根本看不到这个水有多深。
And so here you see the priests walking into the flooded Jordan River, and it's flowing quickly and it's dirty, and you can't even see how deep it is.
就这样就走进河里面去了。
And so they start to walk in.
脚一进水。
And as soon as their soles of their feet touch the water.
圣经记载这里有一个地方往上看，大家看到有个城叫亚当城吗？
So here the Bible records that far north of them there's a little town or a little city named Adam.
我晃一晃这个鼠标大家能看得到吧？亚当城。
So here the city called Adam.
约旦河水就在亚当城那个地方立起成垒，不往下流了。
And so it says that way up there in the city of Adam, the Jordan River started to pile up in a heap.
那么好，耶利哥和亚当城差多远呢？
So how far apart is Jericho and the city of Adam?
逆流而上27公里。
It's about 27 kilometers.
大约是17个英里，17个 miles.
About 17 miles.
这个地方就很有意思了。
Now this is a very interesting location.
有的人解释，解经是这样说的。
Now some people will explain it in this way.
如果要是这个祭司脚一进水啊，
if the priests when their feet touch the water,
然后这个滔滔的这个河水哗一下就干了，
and all of the Jordan River immediately dried up.
那么大约就是要两三个小时之前，
it would require that 2 or 3 hours earlier.
在亚当城那个地方，水就要开始立起成垒。
The waters would have to get bottled up in the city of Adam.
为什么呢？很简单的物理嘛。
Well, the reason for this is actually some very simple physics.
一般是河水流速度大约多少呢？
About how fast does the Jordan River flow?
每秒零米到每秒三米。
Somewhere about 3 meters per second, or about 6.7 miles per hour.
对
meters per.
最慢最慢的，如果水几乎不流的，那就是零嘛，那就是水流很慢很平的河。
So it's going to flow between 0 and 3 meters per second.
大部分河流如果是很急的时候，三米每秒，这已经挺快了。
So at the fastest flow, it's at 3 meters per second.
那就是说是每小时6.7个 miles.
So that's at a rate of about 6.7 miles per hour.
从亚当流到耶利哥。
So to flow from Jericho to Adam.
17个 mile.
So to flow from Adam to Jericho, that's 17 miles.
两个半小时吧，三个小时大约的时间。
That's about 2.5 to 3 hours at that speed.
但是如果要是这样一个理解的话呢？
But if we understand it in this way,
有一个问题。
There's a little bit of a problem.
祭司们还没有出发。
The priests hadn't even left at this time.
他们的这个信心还没有显出来。
They hadn't even demonstrated their faith.
神已经把上游把亚当城那里把这个水给他截住了。
So God has already stopped the flow of the waters up at Adam.
啊，顺便一提，有人说这可能吗？
Is this possible?
千万不要轻易的去怀疑神。
Let's not doubt the Lord.
在约旦河的历史上面。
In the history of the Jordan River,
曾经几次真的就发生过。
Some things like this have actually occurred several times in the
world. 自然当中都发生过。
This is even just naturally speaking.
如果是来自中国，大家也更熟悉有一个词叫堰塞湖。
If you come from China, you're familiar with the term called, I don't know that.
A lake made by landslide.
Okay, a lake made by a landslide.
地震也会造成这样的情形。
And earthquakes will sometimes cause these things.
而在亚当城那个地方呢，正好河道比较窄。
And it happens to be that right at that point where the city of Adam is built, the Jordan River's channel is fairly narrow.
啊，两边比较高。
And the cliffs on either side are fairly high.
所以有人解释，可能当时是或者是地震或者什么原因，一个滑坡，然后就把水给堵住了。
So some people explain it saying that God, you perhaps used an earthquake and caused a landslide, which created a barrier to the Jordan River right there.
啊，我个人相信，即使没有什么 landslide, 没有地震，神要做也能够做得成。
Now I believe that God could have done it without a landslide or without an earthquake.
但是问题就是，如果要是两个半小时以前已经把水都拦住了。
But if you bottled up the water 2.5 hours ago.
祭司们来到河边，如果他们心里突然打鼓，这可怎么办啊
？What if when the priests came up there and they suddenly didn't have the faith to move forwards?
啊，祭司老张跟祭司小王说：“哎呀，咱们要不等等大家。
”What if the priest, one priest said to another, "Let's wait a second for everyone to catch up with us."
其他人在后面一公里呢。
Everyone is like a kilometer behind us.
这咱们要掉下淹死，连救我们的都没有。
I mean, right now, if we step forward, then we drown. Like there won't even be anyone to pull us out.
等约书亚来了，咱们跟他再确认一次。
Why don't we wait a minute until Joshua comes and let us just confirm again?
那这水就过去了。
I mean, the water would have just flowed past them.
而且就即使是。
And even in that moment.
我说神预知一切，他们就把脚就在这个准确的两半小时以后深入约旦河。
And having faith in God, they stepped into the Jordan River at this point.
但是来到这个河边，他们就看到，已经都看到了。
But if in that moment, as they came up to the Jordan River and they had already seen the Jordan River receding,
因为亚当城那里水被拦住以后，剩下的水可不是一堵墙一样这么过来的，这不可能的。
So if Jordan River was blocked up at Adam, it's not like a wall of water would move down the Jordan River.
所以祭司们已经看到，哦，这个水越来越小了，越来越浅了。
So the priests would start to see, oh, the Jordan River is getting more and more shallow.
那这个太容易了，我也敢。
Now this is way too easy. Anyone would dare walk.
对不对？然后脚最后一进去，然后就谁也没了。
So by the time you step over it, the water's already gone.
已经看到了，这上游的水越来越小，越来越小，就没了。
I mean, you've already seen that the water is getting less and less fast.
更可能的是。
What's more likely is
像圣经记载的一样
exactly the way the Bible recorded
他们先把脚深入到这个滔滔的河水当中
they first started to walk into the Jordan River
伸进去以后上游那里亚当城那里水被断掉
and at that point God cut off the water up in the city of Adam
可是水被断掉一两个半小时以后最后一滴水才能够流到他们这里
so after the water was cut off up there it took another 2.5 hours before it was gone where they were
下一分钟他们再往前走的时候这个水还在那里流呢
In the next moment when they started to walk forwards there was still water there
再慢慢的再走一点
They continued to walk forwards a little bit
再往前挪一点
And they started to walk forwards a little bit more
哎看到了
And then they started to see
好像这个水也在慢慢的往后退
That the water was slowly receding
啊，这个水好像慢慢开始变浅了一点了
The water is slowly becoming more shallow
这个水流的速度也开始越来越慢了越来越慢了
And the flow rate of the water is slowing down
然后看到这水终于停下来了。
And then at last they see the water's flow completely stops.
他们甚至都看不到，因为上游太远了，27公里。
And they weren't able to even see because it's 27 miles away.
在亚当城那里，神行了一个大神迹。
So they aren't able to see 17 miles away at the city of Adam. God has done this miracle.
把水都拦住了。
And he stopped up the waters.
感谢赞美主。
Praise be to the Lord.
所以我们说，在这样的一个过约旦河的神迹当中这些祭司显出来他们信心的一个宝贵
So we see in this miracle of crossing the Jordan the priests demonstrate the value of their own faith
有时候读这一段的时候我就在想
There are times when reading this passage I think
我说神你是跟以色列人开玩笑吧
Lord were you just playing a joke on the Israelites
你刚刚把他们带到亚当城那里去过河多好吗
Why don't you just bring them up to the city of Adam and let them cross
脚一进入水中然后一看哗就在我们旁边立起城垒这多壮观
Right as they step into the Jordan River, wow, the Jordan River's waters just stop.
让祭司他们亲眼看到这样一个壮观的场景啊。
And let the priests with their own eyes see this amazing situation.
对不对？掏出手机照 selfie 这也好看呢。
This would be a great spot for a selfie.
但是没有。
But that's not how God worked.
如果我要是那个抬去约柜祭司之一。
Now if I was one of those priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant.
站在水里面五分钟。
Once I stood in the water for about 5 minutes.
看这水还没有太大变化哎。
I didn't see any major change.
约书亚，你讲的是真的还是假的
？Be like, well, Joshua, is what you're saying really true?
假先知吧。
Are you perhaps a false prophet?
你这要把我们淹死了，这个约柜，我们没关系，这个约柜可不行啊。
Like you want to drown us, but hey, we're carrying the Ark of the Covenant. Like that's serious. You want to drown that?
再等一会儿。
Let's wait another moment.
还没有看到明显的变化。
I haven't seen a very clear change.
要不咱们掉头上去吧。
Why don't we just turn around for a moment?
一掉头上去就麻烦。
As soon as we come out, there would be a problem.
你要知道，一掉头上去，上面水哗就下来了。
As soon as we did so, then the water would come down.
感谢赞美主啊。
Praise be to the Lord.
那么，我们怎么看到以色列人和这些祭司在约书亚带领之下，他们能够经历这样大的神迹呢？
How is it that the Israelites following Joshua were able to see this amazing miracle?
第五节有一个细节。
There's a little detail in verse 5.
我们不说等三天吗？
It says to wait 3 days.
不是在那里干等。
They weren't just waiting there and doing nothing.
不是等水势小一点。
They weren't waiting for the floodwaters to recede.
就一件事情。
There was just one thing they were doing.
好好的自洁。
They were consecrating themselves.
因为神要在他们中间来行奇事。
For the Lord was about to work a miracle amidst them.
来预备自己。
They were preparing themselves.
来分别为圣。
They were separating themselves, sanctifying themselves as holy to the Lord.
就有时候你问说，有的基督徒怎么他们这么大的信心？
We will wonder sometimes, why do some believers have such great faith?
一方面，当然我们知道信心是需要操练。
On the one hand, we see that faith is something that is developed through trials.
另一方面，从圣经、从教会历史，我们都看到一点。
Another aspect that we see both in scripture and in church history.
所有信心的伟人。
All those great heroes of the faith.
无一例外的。
Without a single exception.
他们都是跟神有一个极其美好的关系。
They have a very close, a very beautiful relationship with the Lord.
令人羡慕。
What leads us to envy them.
那么在我们的生命当中。
Now in our own lives.
你的约旦河是什么？
What is your own Jordan River?
我的约旦河是什么？
What is my Jordan River?
我们每个人都要去经历。
We all will need to experience this.
甚至在不同的生命阶段，可能会有不同的这样一个拦阻。
And at different times in our lives, we may face different barriers.
有的人信主也蛮多年了。
Some believers have already been saved for many years.
会问这个问题，牧师，我的生命好像怎么总是没有这个长进？
They will sometimes ask me, why is it that my spiritual life seems to never grow or improve?
甚至好像这个神是不是对我是不是真的有时候我都会有怀疑
There are times when I'll even wonder if I'm truly saved
圣经神的话语写在那里我怎么读起来好像就觉得总是很干燥
Why is it that God's word written right here and I read it and it still feels very dry and boring to me
神的吩咐我也知道可是我就行不出来
And I know the commandments of God but then I don't carry them out
可能在这里或者那里有这么一个拦阻我们需要去跨越
Maybe in one place or another there's some barrier that we need to cross over
我知道对好多的弟兄姊妹
I know for many brothers and sisters
可能跟随主过一个圣洁的生活这是一个挑战
Following after the Lord and living a holy life is a real challenge
今天这个世俗的世界很多的诱惑
Today the world around us has many many temptations
很多的搅扰
And has many many disruptions
也可能对有的弟兄姊妹
And perhaps to some brothers and sisters
很实在的问题
There's a very real problem.
我的工作忙，生活忙，拿不出来更多的时间来亲近主、读经、祷告。
My work is busy, my life is busy, and I can't find the time to spend time before the Lord.
常常灵修三天，打鱼两天晒网。
So maybe for 3 days I have a quiet time, and then for 2 days I don't.
信主好多年了，这个读圣经呢，总是出不了埃及。
And even though I've been saved for many years, when it comes to reading the Bible, I can't get out of Egypt.
就是说，读圣经读完了创世纪，到埃及记出埃及记读不完了。
All that happens is that I read through Genesis and I get into Exodus and I never actually get out of Egypt.
对于有的人来说，可能很实际的问题，十一奉献我做不到。
Maybe for some people the real issue is that I just can't manage to tithe.
虽然我知道做基督徒，我们金钱的奉献实际上是神祝福我们的一个管道。
Even though I know as a Christian that our giving is a way in which Christ blesses us.
道理都懂。
I understand the theory.
一到奉献的时候，一写支票，手就发抖。
But as soon as I have to write a check to give to the church, oh, my hand just starts shaking.
最后写出来总是少一个零。
And whenever it ends up being that I write less a zero on the end.
那神给我们的祝福也总少一个零，你要不要？
Now, would you like God's blessing to also be reduced tenfold?
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天让我们一起来互勉。
Let us look at ourselves.
让我们跟随主是不断前行。
That are following after the Lord should always be a forward.
而且这样不断的前行，好像不是一个总是很平顺的一个慢慢上坡，一点一点往前走。有时候要有一个跨越。
And there are times when we're following after the Lord, and it's not a gentle upward slope. Sometimes we have to go over a mountain.
有时候打一场仗。
Sometimes we have to fight a battle.
有时候一个很大的拦阻，我们凭信心跨过去。
Sometimes there is a massive barrier that we need to cross over by faith.
当你把脚放到那个水里面去的时候。
When you start to put your feet into the water.
Oh, really get your feet wet.
Once you really get your feet wet,
那个时候你会经历到神在你生命当中的动工。
Then you will experience the work of God in your life.
要注意，可能不是立刻的。
You should be aware that it's not necessarily instantaneous.
我们盼望，我们求的都是立竿见影，对不对？
What we hope for, what we want is an instant change.
今天这个时代是一个快餐的时代。
Right now we live in a fast food generation.
等两个半小时，好像没有人愿意去等。
To wait 2.5 hours is more than anyone is willing to wait.
可能有的时候。等到亲自看到神的动工，不是两个半小时，是两天，是两个礼拜，两个月，没准是两年。
There are times when waiting to see the work of the Lord is not 2.5 hours, it might be 2.5 days, 2.5 weeks, even 2.5 years.
甚至多少次我有听到弟兄姊妹的见证，包括自己有亲身的经历，等事情过去以后，回头去看，你才发现不得了。
There are many times, whether it's the testimony of other brothers and sisters or even my own experience, that it's not in the moment, but rather afterwards when I turn around and I look at what's happened, it's in hindsight that I realize the work of the Lord.
我在刚信主的时候，在教会团契当中呢，有一些小小的服事。
Just after I've been saved, in some of the small groups within the church, I had some minor service roles.
团契聚会，大家轮流领诗歌。
The fellowship there would have people leading and singing.
有一次他们就跟我说，下个礼拜你来领诗歌。
And so one time they said to me, hey, next week you lead worship.
其实呢，我是不会唱歌的人。
Now, to be honest, I really can't sing for much.
我跟我太太在这个学校里面，我们谈朋友的时候呢，她禁止我唱歌，不让我唱歌。
When me and my, when I was courting my wife and in school, she said I was not allowed to sing to her.
她唱歌很好听。
She sings very beautifully.
但是她说你五音不全，你都不知道。
But she said to me, hey, you don't even know if you're on key or not.
还在这唱得挺高兴的。
So she would just sing by herself and be very happy.
那以前 也老唱歌的，这不港台流行歌曲，对不对？
Now back in the day, I'd love to sing pop songs.
然后这个在军队里面当兵一年的军校里面，你是每天一定要唱歌的。
And when I spent a year in the military, we had to sing every single day.
大家那个饭堂之前要吃饭了，肚子饿的，一首一首在那唱歌啊。
And so then when you were lining up for the cafeteria and your stomach was hungry, you would just sing song after song.
可我就是不会唱。
But despite all of that training, I still can't sing.
可是刚信主呢，弟兄姊妹说，你下次领诗呢，我有一点刚信主比较乖啊。
So when I had just come to Christ, and other brothers and sisters say, oh, you need to lead next week, well, I was going to listen to them, and I was going to lead.
希望我们不单是刚信主的时候，我们能够一直保持在主面前、主里面这样一种谦卑、这样一种顺服。
I hope that not just when we're first saved, but we can maintain the spirit of humility and obedience before the Lord.
然后呢，好吧，那我就领吧。
So I said, all right, I'll lead.
那我就这个有主意。
So here we need to pay attention.
我这个有什么主意呢？我唱的不好，我带大家做动作。
So I had this idea. All right, if I'm not good at singing, why don't I lead everyone in a little bit of dance?
反正学生团契嘛，活泼一点是好的。
I mean, it's a student group, so if everyone has a little more fun, that's good.
有一首歌叫《神是爱》，就是那个小蜜蜂啊，什么高高的山这个。
So there's a song called God is Love.
神是爱，我就带大家就唱这个歌啊。
So I led everyone to sing that song.
他说，你这个这套动作挺好的，哪儿学的？那个过。大概是那时候是一个多月吧，我们就要有一个布道会了。布道会第一场诗歌，你来领。
So I was leading everyone to and some motions and a little bit of dance, and everyone was very impressed and like, where did you lead this? Learn this? In another month, we're having an outreach event. Why don't you lead this as the first song?
我印象很深，当时讲员是谁呢？冯秉成。就是游子云做李成冯秉成牧师，我们前一段的讲员。
I remember who it was who said this thing to me. It was Pastor 冯秉成 the author of Song of a Wanderer.
那是九十年代的时候，那个开布道会，那个尤其是这个游子云作者来，哇，乌压压的坐了200多人，这个教堂都坐满了。
So back in the day, this was in the 90s, especially if you had a revival event led by Feng Bingchen, you would have 200, 2,000 people there.
我一站上台呢，我就有点腿软了。
So as soon as I got up on the stage, I was just terrified.
主要是自己不会唱嘛。
The main issue was that I didn't know how to sing.
一张嘴一唱的时候。
As soon as I opened my mouth to sing,
我就开始走调。
I started to sing off key.
整个那个诗歌带得一塌糊涂啊。
The entire song was a disaster.
后来多年以后，我跟有一次跟冯秉成牧师聊起来的时候，我说，我先是在讲道的时候讲到这件事情，讲完以后，我们坐下来聊的时候说，哦，那就是你呀、啊。
Years later, when I was preaching and Feng Bingchen was in the audience, I mentioned this. And when I sat down, he turned to me and was like, "Oh, so you were the one who did that?"
他说我现在还记得。
He says, "Even to this day, I can remember."
各处讲道，你是里头最差的。
that this was one of the worst experiences.
那时候我真是刚信主不久。
At the time, I had just come to faith.
信心很软弱。
And my faith was very weak.
哎呀，然后我们那个布道会嘛，旁边有一个祷告室。
And so during this outreach meeting, next to on the side there was a prayer room.
领完崇拜以后，我也没有听信心，我冲入那个祷告室，跪在那里从头哭到尾。
So then, right after I finished leading that song, I ran off to the prayer room and spent the entire meeting there crying and praying.
我说神啊，怎么会是这样子？
Saying, Lord, how could it be like this?
而且我们带了两对夫妻，一对夫妻还有另外一个这个慕道的朋友，都是这个经济系给我们，因为是 roommate， 所以认识他们。
And I had also brought a couple with me from the economics program that knew me.
已经跟他们都传福音一段时间了。
And I had I had shared the gospel with them before.
也为他们迫切祷告。
And I had spent a lot of time in prayer for them.
我说神呢，这么多人来，整个被我搞砸了。
I was like, oh Lord, so many people came and I destroyed the entire event.
下面真是感谢神，神的怜悯。
But praise God for His pity.
布道会结束，我祷告完也出来，两眼都眼圈通红啊，出来。
And so once the entire event was over and I came out, and my eyes were red from weeping.
一个同工冲着我就过来。
One of the coworkers came over to me.
他都没有注意到我眼神通，他说：“你知道吗？你带来的那几个慕道友全信主了。”
He came running over to me, not even noticing that I had been crying. It's like, "Hey, look, the seekers you brought, they had all came to Christ."
我当时都不知道说什么好。
And I didn't even know how to respond.
所以后来。
So afterwards.
在教会当中还继续参加诗班。
I continued to be part of the choir in the church.
后来继续领诗歌。
And I continued to lead worship.
直到今天，有时候我还会去领诗歌。
Even to this day, I will sometimes lead worship.
两千人的那个聚会。
A meeting with 2,000 people.
这个讲到的时候教大家一首诗歌，我就在这就带着他们就教他们唱。
So I just stood up and I led and showed them how to sing the song.
有人说啊，牧师啊，你以前真的不会唱歌吗？不敢相信。
Some people will say, I can't believe that you didn't used to be able to sing.
我说如果你仔细听，你能够听出来，我有的时候还走调。
He'll say, well, if you listen closely, you'll see I still sometimes sing off key.
但是感谢神啊。
But praise the Lord.
这是在生命当中神自己亲自做的。我以为我一辈子不会唱歌了。
This is a work that God did in my life. I thought I would never be able to sing.
但是就是在那样一种半不情不愿当中，一个那么微弱的一个信心。
But it was in this situation where I was half unwilling and where my faith was very weak.
但是你若是肯跟随亲爱的弟兄姊妹
But if you're willing to follow,
神能够在你生命当中做奇妙的事情
God is able to work miracles in your life
其实本来我还有一个见证要给大家分享今天没有时间了
Originally I had another a story I wanted to share but there's no time
好了我们来思想你生命当中的约旦河是什么
Let us think what are the Jordan rivers in your own life
要如何去胜过
How are we going to triumph over them
我们这个礼拜也请大家一同来默想背诵
Let us together meditate on and memorize this verse.
希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
最亲爱的主耶稣，感谢赞美你。
Our beloved Lord, we praise you.
我们感谢主，因为那约柜象征着你的同在。
We thank you for the Ark of the Covenant represents you being with us.
主啊，不是我们。
Lord, it is not us.
不是以色列人。
It is not the Israelites.
不是约书亚。
It is not Joshua.
不是祭司。
It is not the priests.
主啊，是你在我们生命当中所做的大工。
Lord, it is the work that you have done in our lives.
你是那信实的主。
You are the faithful Lord.
主，你亲自施恩。
Lord, you yourself give us mercy.
主啊，同时我们也知道我们在你面前有这样一份的责任。
Lord, at the same time, we know that we have this responsibility before you.
你考验我们。
That you test us.
你试炼我们。
That you give us tests.
你来更加的完全我们。
And that you complete us.
求主施恩祝福我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
让我们凭信跨过我们生命当中的约旦河。
That by faith we may cross over the Jordan rivers in our lives.
进入那更丰盛的生命。
That we may enter into that more full and complete life.
经历真正的平安和喜乐。
May we have true joy and true peace.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。